Thursday, April 8th, Thursday in the octave of Easter, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And the Evening Prayer Hymn. We who once were dead, now live a fully knowing Jesus as our head. Life is overflowing when he breaks the bread. We were lost in night, but you sought and found us. Give us strength to fight. Death is all around us. Jesus, be our light. He became our bread. Jesus died to save us. On him we are fed, eating what he gave us, rising from the dead. Let us share the pain you endured in dying. We shall then remain living, death-defying. We shall rise again. Jesus, you were dead, but you rose and living. Made yourself our bread in your goodness giving. Life, though we were dead. And the Evening Prayer Psalmody, beginning with the antiphon. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia. Psalm 110, verses 1 through 5 and 7. The Lord's revelation to my master. Sit on my right, your foals I will put beneath your feet.
The Lord will wield from Zion your scepter of power, rule in the midst of all your foes.
A prince from the day of your birth on the holy mountains, from the womb before the dawn I begot you.
The Lord has sworn an oath he will not change. You are a priest forever, a priest like Melchizedek of old.
The master standing at your right hand will shatter kings in the day of his great wrath. He shall drink from the stream by the wayside, and therefore he shall lift up his head. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the first antiphon, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the Lord's tomb. Alleluia. The second antiphon, come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia. Psalm 114. When Israel came forth from Egypt, Jacob's sons from an alien people, Judah became the Lord's temple. Israel became his kingdom.
The sea fled at the sight. The Jordan turned back on its course. The mountains leapt like rams and the hills like yearling sheep.
Why was it, sea, that you fled, that you turned back, Jordan, on your course? Mountains, that you leapt like rams, hills like yearling sheep.
Tremble, O earth, before the Lord, in the presence of the God of Jacob, who turns the rock into a pool and flint into a spring of water.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the second antiphon, come and see the place where the Lord was buried. Alleluia. And the third antiphon, Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to set out for Galilee. There they will see me. Alleluia. And Book of Revelation, chapter 19, verses 1 through 7. Alleluia. Salvation, glory, and power to our God. His judgments are honest and true. Alleluia.
Alleluia. Sing praise to our God, all you, his servants, all who worship him reverently, great and small. Alleluia.
The Lord, our all-powerful God, is King. Let us rejoice, sing praise, and give him glory. Alleluia.
Alleluia. The wedding feast of the Lamb has begun, and his bride is prepared to welcome him. Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the third antiphon, Jesus said, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to set out for Galilee. There they will see me. Alleluia. And our reading this evening is from 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 18 and 22. The reason why Christ died for sins once for all, the just man for the sake of the unjust, was that he might lead you to God. He was put to death insofar as fleshly existence goes, but was given life in the realm of the Spirit. He went to heaven and is at God's right hand, with angelic rulers and powers subjected to him. And in place of the responsory, the following is said, this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. Alleluia. and the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the antiphon, see my hands and my feet, and know that I am here among you. Alleluia. And the Canticle of Mary is found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name.
He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit.
He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon for the Canticle of Mary, see my hands and my feet, and know that I am here among you. Alleluia. And our intercessions this evening. Christ rose from the dead as the first fruits of those who sleep. In our joy, let us praise him and say, Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, remember your holy church, built on the apostles and reaching to the ends of the earth.
And let your blessing rest on all who believe in you.
Let us pray. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. You are the healer of soul and body.
Come to our aid and save us in your love.
Let us pray. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Raise up the sick and give them strength.
Free them from their infirmities.
Let us pray. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Help those in distress of mind or body.
And in your compassion, lift up those in need.
Let us pray. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. Through your cross and resurrection, you opened for all the way to immortality.
Grant to our deceased brothers and sisters the joys of your kingdom.
Let us pray. Firstborn from the dead, hear our prayer. And now we'll say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. Father, you gather the nations to praise your name. May all who are reborn in baptism be one in faith and love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.